It's Thursday, February 5th, 2026.
The Olympics are here, but winter itself is struggling to compete.
Future Winter Olympic Games may start earlier due to warming winters. Low-income heating assistance program survives congressional budget process. Plus, the Trump Energy Department has secretly gutted nuclear plant safety rules.
Oh, fantastic. All of those explosive stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It is the 10th day in a row that we have been below freezing temperatures. And all I can say is, oh, sorry, folks, you get what you voted for. That's right. Oh, comrade Mamdani, been in for less than a month, and we're already Siberia.
This is your Green News Report. Well, okay, old comrade Desi Doyen, what do you have for us today?
Well, first up, as we go to air, the Winter Olympic Games are about to begin in the Italian Alps, where officials were relieved that sufficient natural snow arrived just in time after an unusually warm December. But the Games will still rely on manufactured snow as warming temperatures and snow droughts make winter conditions increasingly unreliable. Mountain areas around the world are heating up faster than the rest of the planet due to man-made global warming, bringing shorter winters, more rain, and less snowfall.
Well, I enjoyed the Winter Olympics while they lasted.
Yep, the International Olympic Committee announced on Wednesday that it is considering earlier start dates for future Winter Olympics and the Paralympics. Studies project that by 2040, only 10 nations will be cold enough to host the Winter Games. Here's Dr. Daniel Scott in an interview with NBC News.
Under a high emission scenario, you'd lose almost two-thirds of the climate-reliable hosts.
So just 10 climate-reliable hosts, eh?
Yep. And in Japan, it's the opposite problem. The prime minister has deployed troops to assist areas that have been crippled by record-breaking snowfall over the past 2 weeks that has knocked out power and caused at least 30 deaths. Some regions have seen more than double their usual volume of snow. Here in the U.S., the Trump administration has secretly rewritten nuclear safety rules to accelerate development of new experimental nuclear reactor designs.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
According to internal documents obtained by NPR, the secret new rules slash long-standing security standards, eliminate requirements to protect groundwater from radioactive contamination, and they raise the amount of radiation that workers can be exposed to before triggering an official accident report.
Oh, man.
On Monday, the Trump Energy Department announced an effort to quickly build experimental nuclear reactors this summer, and to do that, it will exempt those new reactors from the National Environmental Policy Act, which requires federal agencies to report on the environmental impacts of new projects. Here's Edwin Lyman of the Union of Concerned Scientists.
I think the DOE's attempt to cut corners are posing a grave risk to public health, safety, and natural environment here in the United States.
Well, yeah, how can they do that? How can they just secretly change the rules? Isn't that a public procedure that has to go through public comments and so forth?
Yes, that is how it is supposed to work, but the Trump administration doesn't usually follow those rules.
That's true. They kind of make up whatever rules they want, don't they?
A bit of good news, a long-running federal program that provides energy bill assistance for Americans, the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP for short, has survived another year, finally receiving funding in budget bills passed by Congress this week, despite the Trump administration's efforts to kill the program. Mm. In other news, a Dutch court ruled last week that the Netherlands violated the human rights of residents of the tiny Caribbean island of Bonaire. a Dutch territory by failing to protect them from the effects of climate change. The Hague ordered the Netherlands government to set binding targets to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions within 18 months and issue an adaptation plan for Bonaire, which faces rising sea levels. And finally, the Federal Energy Information Administration's latest monthly electric power report once again confirms that solar is the fastest growing source of electricity in the U.S., despite the Trump administration's efforts to quash renewable energy. The EIA reports that solar, wind, and battery storage will make up 99% of new electricity capacity built in the U.S. this year.
99%?
That's what they project.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Line it up, baby! Hey!